Hello, everyone.
Hi, you guys, and welcome to this mini-sode episode.
The mini-sode.
We've never done one of these before, but I'm very excited.
And I just have to start off by saying we're thrilled.
Yes!
So this is going to be the inaugural episode of our spin-off podcast, We're Thrilled.
Finally, we just get to be happy during an episode.
We just get to be happy for once.
It never happens. I'm thrilled.
So we were recently at PodCon 2. Sam, how was your experience?
My experience, I was so tired, but it was so fun. I feel like I learned so much. I met so many cool, genuinely just nice, awesome people. And then our plane was very delayed, but before that, it was amazing.
Shout out to In Greater Boston, Archive 81, and the Penumbra podcast, because all of their, like, cast and crew was also stranded with us at the SeaTac airport.
We were all just hanging out together.
Yeah, I had so much fun. I felt like everyone I met, the staff, the people there, the people who came up to our booth were just so lovely and so happy to be there.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you know, pure creator creativity. Just shout out to like Monica
and
Nadia, who were super helpful, super sweet.
Yeah.
So, for a little context, when we were at PodCon, we had a booth on Sunday.
Yeah.
Which was wonderful. And we set up a little activity for everybody who came by.
Arts and crafts.
So we could talk to them longer and force them to listen to our podcast like you are now. Ha ha,
hey,
we've trapped you.
We gotcha.
So we had a board that said, what horrifies you? And lots of beautiful, colorful flashcards that they could fill out.
Mm-hmm.
And we got almost 200 people who contributed to this board. It was overflowing. You know, it was all the way down to the floor by the time we were cleaning up. It was just so much fun.
It really was.
And it was also very aggressive because anytime anyone would walk by, we'd be like, hey, what horrifies you? And they'd be like, what?
And also, I would just like to say, we would say that to people as they walk by. We'd be like, hey, what horrifies you? And most people would be like, oh, good question. Or like, oh, man, everything. And it'd be like, oh, what a
most people we met were like, oh, my God, too many things.
Two people, as they were walking by, said nothing. And I was like, what?
And kept walking.
And just kept walking.
Fully ignoring us.
But then I realized they were both white men.
Yep. Literally the only two people all day of 200 people, and they're both white dudes.
Yes. So I'm not saying that all white men aren't horrified by anything, but I'm saying all people who aren't horrified by anything are white men.
All we're saying is that's what happened. So we're moving on.
That just made me laugh. Wanted to share that.
Every single person who came by and wrote something down on a card, thank you. It was
Thank you guys so much.
It was just so fun. I can't even explain. Like,
yeah.
I was like laughing all day. It was just so, it was so great. So Sam, you have done the work.
I really have.
You have done the work to categorize all of these different suggestions. We've got lots of multicolored flashcards here.
Yes.
And can you tell me what the categories are?
I can try. They're kind of mixed in here now. So, the first category is just stuff that's relatable.
Good one.
That I thought was going to be really relatable to people. Then, is a category that I like to call body horror.
Ooh, saucy.
Because a lot of people were freaked out by that. There's a whole category just for animals.
Good.
And animals that scared people. There's one that's maybe my favorite that I called, you had a grudge. And it's people who very clearly were thinking of something specific when they wrote that down. And whether I agreed or not, I just thought to myself, like,
you had a grudge.
You have a grudge right now.
Yep.
There was one, section that I called, It's About to Get Real, which was, like, the section I admired people the most.
Yeah, people chose to really share with us.
Yeah, so, like, anyone who's in that section, thank you so much.
Yeah.
And this is just what I, you know, labeled them as. So maybe the person who told me they were afraid of snakes was getting real, but I put it in the animal section, sorry.
Yeah. We had an animal section, so I don't know what to tell you.
There's a section that I called, I'm About to Steal This.
Which is things that we are legally stealing from you.
Yeah, it feels like it's allowed, and we're 100% going to talk about them on the podcast soon.
Yeah.
And then finally, there's a section that I just called Existential.
Love
and
it.
And it's, you'll see. You'll see about the existential section. But if we want to maybe read them out.
Yeah, let's do this.
Then maybe we should just start with the stuff that's just, like, so relatable. Ready? So the first one was multi-level marketing, which made me laugh because we talked about that.
We have one.
Mechanical issues on planes.
Scary.
Relatable because we were all about to get on a plane. the internet, question mark? The question mark is what makes it so relatable. MAGA hats. White fragility.
Preach.
Global warming and other existential threats. This could have been in the existential pile, but I put it in relatable.
I stand by it.
Pants without large pockets.
We are also have an episode about that.
Twitter.
Good one.
Going to a party and not knowing anyone but one person.
Oh.
a full nightmare.
Love it.
And then I was talking to this guy and I was like, and then the worst is that your friend knows a bunch of people, so they're in conversation, so you can't just be talking to them, and you're just standing there with a beer in your hand.
Ooh, that cuts deep.
I know, it really does. Not knowing what to say. The Slender Man. Yes. I didn't find this relatable, but a lot of people checked this off to say, like, yes, that also scares me.
Yeah, people would put check marks next to the ones that spoke to them, which was totally organic. We didn't tell people yeah. to do that. They just picked up a Sharpie and did it.
It was amazing. The fact that I have to produce a podcast, really relatable to me.
Yeah, same.
Really a relatable lot of work to here. Us. Capitalism.
Good one.
Getting murdered on a first date.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Dying after our planet dies.
What?
Problematic content creators with good content. This was the most relatable thing I've ever seen in my
really
life.
That's a really good one.
Public speaking. The unwashed masses. I'd love to play a really great game of Cards Against Humanity with all these.
Let's do that.
We really could. Like, we would keep the, like, the white cards, but all the black cards could just be this stuff.
Let's start a Patreon, and the highest ranking Patreon members get a Cards Against Humanity pack that we've created.
Perfect.
Out of these.
Being alone forever is another. Billy McFarland, who's the Fire Festival guy. Watch both Fire Festival documentaries.
He is awful.
I beg you. Not knowing what to say, relatable. The gender binary, very relatable.
Very relatable.
It negatively impacts all of us. Mitch fucking McConnell.
That was my favorite one.
He's a really old dude who wrote this down. Intrusive disaster anxiety thoughts.
Yeah.
Trying as hard as you can for as long as you can and still failing.
We're here for you.
Relatable as hell. Spontaneous combustion.
A classic.
Being a bad person. I'm very afraid of this a lot of the time.
Yeah, I think about that a lot.
Yeah, what if I'm not good? Asphyxiation. Yeah, I don't like it. Toxic masculinity negatively impacts us all.
Everybody.
Forgetting names I definitely should know, especially a problem at PodCon.
Yeah, it was a problem at PodCon.
Where you meet a million people. Being told to smile. Disappointing people I care about. Carts being left in the parking lot.
Ugh.
That rubs me the wrong way, because they're so good about, like, putting out cart holders. Two people wrote large crowds, to which I say, good on you guys, because we were in a large crowd the whole day.
That was a lot of strength on your behalf.
So very brave, the two people who wrote down large crowds. Asking for literally anything. Agree. Capitalism, I think again, but yes.
Yeah, again.
Forgetting to pack my lunch. Getting pregnant. That's would be very scary right now.
Yeah.
Relatable. How many unqualified therapists there are.
That's a good one.
Yeah, right?
That should go in the ones we should steal pile.
I'll give it to you. Put it in your pile. The patriarchy. Being reincarnated as a factory farm animal.
Wow.
That's a scary one.
It makes you think, too.
It really does. People who chew with their mouths open.
Good one.
Social interaction. Flying. I think a lot of these were airplane-based because so many people had just gotten off or were about to get back on an airplane.
Yeah, it's like, well, I also have a very deep fear of flying, so I get it.
Lack of dental insurance. That's a bad one. Men.
Just men.
Just the word men.
And a million check marks next to it.
Working in retail for 15 plus years. That was a specific one, but I still thought it was relatable.
That should also go in you have a grudge.
Yeah. tight spaces in hot temperatures. Landlords. Not graduating from college, to which, to this girl, she was like, really in the middle of it, and I'd say, like, you're gonna do it.
Yeah, or if you don't, not a big deal.
It's not that big a deal in real life. Unresolved cliffhangers. We all hate that.
I hate that.
Parking. It's no fun at all.
Oh, I thought that said packing, and I was like, preach.
The unique sensation of touching something stuck to the bottom of a desk.
Ooh.
Really relatable, right?
You guys are smart.
Turbulence.
Again, with the flying.
The sound of my own voice, which, as a podcast creator, that's a problem we both have.
Yeah, we face it.
The things left unsaid.
Oh.
Beautiful. I'll never have enough time to listen to all the podcasts I want to.
Yeah, that's a big PodCon move.
It's a really big one. Trump and Pence with just a million check marks on them.
So many check marks you can't even see it.
Silence. Things in my closet or under my bed. Colton from The Bachelor taking a shower. That was my favorite one, because they really did in the first episode this season. There was a lot of gratuitous shower shots.
Yeah, and also, half the time, some people would be writing something down and be like, we actually have an episode about
that. So we do have, listen to the episode about The Bachelor, but specifically Colton in the shower, hilarious. The Republican Party. Going to prison for a murder I didn't commit.
Mood.
I'm going to give this one to you because I just know it was such a big
mood.
Yeah,
I want to have it. Put it in a frame.
Someone wrote, bras, dude, so uncomfy. Which is great. Heights and falling from them. And those are the especially relatable ones.
Fantastic. I feel seen.
Me too.
Deeply.
Me too. And that was the biggest category, was just things that I was like, yeah, fuck.
Yes. Just like a deep yes.
Wow.
I get it. All right, let's do this. It's time for body horror.
Woo!
So, like, turn away if you don't like that category.
Yeah, skip ahead a couple minutes.
Let's start really gross. The fluid that comes out of cysts.
Great.
Feet.
Wow.
Waking up in the middle of surgery. I think that's a movie with the guy who played Anakin Skywalker.
Oh, really?
So tune into our Anakin Skywalker episode.
Hayden Christensen?
Yeah, I can find a segue from anything. Knee injuries. Torn perineum. Google it or don't.
Don't.
Eyeballs. Parentheses, even my own.
Yeah.
Lobotomies. We talk about Rosemary Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
Baby hands. Eye surgery, again. Fibrodysplasia ossificans progressiva.
It's something to do with, like...
I think your muscles turn into bones.
Yes, your, like, tendons become bones.
Big yikes. That sounds very like that Harry Potter thing that happened with Gilderoy Lockhart.
There you go.
Infected wounds.
Bad.
Toenail removal.
Bad.
My own bodily functions.
Bad.
Children's sticky hands.
Ooh.
Phimosis. I don't know what that is.
Oh, it's, oh, I Googled it. It's something to do with your penis. I think it's like
good.
Your foreskin is too tight, so it can't come off. Also on the plane, I watched a very interesting documentary called American Circumcision, and it was both very interesting and very silly.
Ooh. All right, I'm interested in a lot of things right now.
Okay.
Things moving beneath my skin. Good.
Ooh.
Permanent brain injuries.
Ooh.
And let's just cap it off. Blood.
Blood.
That's it.
Bad.
Body horror. Good job, everyone.
All right, let's move on to animals.
Animals. There's a lot of scary animals.
The spookiest thing that Mother Nature has to offer us. Finding a spider in my bed.
Ooh.
Wolverines, the animal, which then someone also wrote Wolverine, the Hugh Jackman franchise. pigeons, I agree. Things with too many legs. They didn't say how many legs.
What's too many?
What's too many?
Tweet us at I'm Horrified Pod.
A picture of an octopus, so I assume octopuses.
Octopi. We move on.
Horses. Moths. Snake.
Oh, they drew a little picture of a snake.
With a little picture of a snake. Chimpanzees. Sunfish. Butterflies.
What?
Moths and butterflies.
All right, I don't want to judge. If it's scary to you, it's fine.
Doggy daycare. This person worked at a doggy daycare.
All right.
And they were like, it's no good.
We get it.
Bees. This person wrote bees so big. Surprise spiders in the bathroom.
Don't like it.
Skunks. Palmetto bugs. And then someone else also wrote The Bachelor. And I was like, we've talked about it.
They are animals.
Crane flies.
What?
No whales. They're too big. This was a reference to Will Williams, who we've tweeted
with
before.
Yeah, this is an inside joke at PodCon. We don't fully get it, but we're here for it.
We're happy. No whales too big. Mosquitoes, which carry a lot of disease, so agree. Bed bugs. Snails. Silverfish, which I don't know what's horrifying about them, but sure. Birds with babies, and they swoop at you, and it's terrifying.
Yeah.
This person also had a grudge, you can tell.
There's a lot of crossover.
Those rolling spiders that go above 10 miles an hour.
Excuse me?
Do you want to do this on the podcast?
No, I do not want to talk about that. This is like, do you remember when the spider trees, talked about that, and I was like, I was gonna do this on the podcast, and then realized that I couldn't do
Can't do it. Absolutely. Here's another bad one you don't want to do. Spiders crawling on my face at night.
No, thank you.
And those are all the animals. Need a break from the horrifying reality of real life? Well, do we have a sexy deal for you?
Go to adamandeve.com and use our special code HORROR for 50% off almost any item and free shipping. That's HORROR at checkout for 50% off and free shipping. Order now and get ready to...
Ooh.
All right, we got some momentum, so let's get full into You Had a Grudge.
This is maybe my favorite
segment. My favorite segment. All right, people who don't efficiently use doors, we see you. Pickles, lethally bad design. What does that mean?
I think that means, like, you designed, like, a door, but it just opens into nothingness, so then people die.
All right, you got it. That's pretty specific grudge. Samsung audio handling. Internet mattresses. Sorry, Casper. you can't sponsor us. Balloons. So this is something. Somebody wrote supernatural ending, so like the TV show coming to an end. And then somebody next to that wrote supernatural continuing.
Yes.
So
they're in a constant loop.
Team Jacob, Team Edward. Kissing noises right in my ears. The ever-encroaching call of Cthulhu.
This person has a grudge against Cthulhu.
I don't know what that is.
It's a spooky monster.
Great. Walmart. Capybaras. Conventions without issued name tags.
That was really centered at PodCon.
Yeah, very PodCon. Take that, Hank Green. excessive mayonnaise. Many people put check marks next to that. Jello. Masks. NATO. Whales. Another whale one. Furbies. That's a good one. A balloon dragon. There was a balloon dragon at PodCon. Somebody was not happy about it.
His name was Mikey. He was very nice.
Furby organs. angry bald men on rascal scooters. That person was wronged.
That was cold, really specific.
Cold, wet toilet seats in the middle of the night.
Really specific.
Glass elevators. ocean
buoys.
Ocean buoys. I thought it said ocean boys. And I was like, I agree.
Surfers?
Sticky things. Milk in very capital letters.
Yeah.
Automatically closing gates. Naked flames.
And that was by Mike the Balloon Dragon, because if he was going to walk by a naked flame, it would have popped his whole dragon.
Oh, that's true. Oh, shout out to Mike the Balloon Dragon. He was so sweet.
Yeah, he was from the Venture Maidens podcast, and he was very cool.
Yeah, very cool. Mumble rap. Being put on the spot at conventions. Oh, that was a dig at us. flags at half-mast. The Elder Fuzz, which I think is from a podcast. Someone assuming you're a bridesmaid without asking you. And I was like, okay, so you're at a wedding and somebody's like, oh, you were such a beautiful bridesmaid. And you're like, no, I wasn't. And she was like, no, somebody assuming that you'll be a bridesmaid in your wedding.
In their wedding.
So, yeah, that's not good. Baby gap. Fucking meteors. Ketchup. Film bros. Yeah. Claymation.
And those two were together, the one who wrote film bros and the one who wrote claymation. And they were like, together, this is a full nightmare.
Yeah, this is a full nightmare. Teaching my 15-year-old to drive.
Really specific grudge.
AO3 fanfic tags. I'm sorry. Adam Sandler. When the tip of a pencil breaks off under the skin and they just have graphite stuck in them. What?
When you, like, lose graphite in your skin, like, it just stays
there. Oh, yeah, true. Mushrooms, why did they grow like that? That was from Allison Truge of Most Important Meal. Gibbets. What is that?
They are the decorations that go on Crocs.
Good one. How actually dirty and scary cats' toe beans and little mouths are. This podcast will kill you. We'll tell you that cats are disgusting.
Yeah.
Chewbacca and every other Wookiee. Every single Wookiee. plants that are bigger than I think they should be.
And again, arbitrary, but okay.
And animatronic dinosaurs.
All right. The next segment is called Let's Be Real for a Moment. So for real, you guys, like, some people shared stuff with us, and I was like, wow, thank you for, like, being so honest and open that you would talk to just a person at a table about this.
Yeah, and I think that kind of reflects our show, which is people would come over and ask, is it silly or serious, or what do you mean by horrifying? And we were like, truly, anything. You know, we sometimes talk about things that are hard, and we sometimes talk about things that are silly, and, you know, silly and serious things have silly and serious elements in both.
Yeah.
So we appreciate people sharing with us. Yeah. What do we have here?
Hey, you guys. So it starts with poverty, which is a problem across the entire world. This one was a teacher of elementary schoolers, and she wrote that my students might get shot and there's nothing I can do to help them.
That's terrifying.
Right? And she had said she had just had to do the drill, like, earlier the week before.
Wow, they had to do the drills.
I know. Becoming invisible to those I love. Cancer. Very scary.
Yeah, I think a lot of people wrote that one.
Yeah. A lack of potable water in the world. That's something important that I don't think about a lot, but it is scary. Melting skin. And this person was specifically talking about after the atomic bomb in Japan, how people's skin would melt off, which is like a horrible legacy of that thing. Yeah. They were getting, like, very upset as they were even talking to us because of how horrible it is. Obesity, I think specifically, like, cultural attitudes towards it.
Yeah, I think someone wrote immigration, and we were like, that doesn't look good, because it's like, that horrifies me, but they were like, no, the process of.
Yeah, they were from Canada, and exactly, they were like, it's so both directions over the border, it's just some BS. Imposter syndrome, which is a thing a lot of people were talking about at PodCon.
Yeah, snaps from
that. Climate change, very bad. Climate change has been in, like, four different sections, but I think it belongs in all of them.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, this one was, I admired this. This was this, like, very tall dude, and we were really talking to his partner for a long time, and then he was like, oh, I have one, and he wrote down being large/imposing in public, because he's 6'4".
I can't identify with that, but I could see how that would be really hard.
Yeah, right? And he was, like, he was generally very self-conscious. Mm-hmm. Bad relationships. Not being believed/assumed insane, like gaslighting stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Lack of literacy in the digital age. The continued existence of Nazis, which we all thought we were done with.
Yeah, what the fuck?
People assuming my gender while in cosplay. That was something I'd never thought about before, but it makes total sense if you're non-binary and you're cosplaying as someone who, like, is male or female. It must be a complicated thing.
I hadn't thought about that.
Right? U.S. territories and how they are treated politically, economically, and socially. And this person has family in Puerto Rico, so they were telling me about all of that. The displacement of the Wet'suwet'en Nation, which is one of the First Nation tribes in British Columbia.
Oh, we'll have to research that.
Yeah, that reminded me of the story you did on the Indian Reform Schools in Canada. New Age Appropriation Culture. And that was actually Lisette from Kalila Stormfire's Economical Magic Services. They had the table next to ours, and they were doing tarot card readings all day. It was very cool.
Yeah, it looked like they were making bank. Yeah. Everyone was like, I want a tarot card reading.
But this was something they talked about as, like, a person who comes from, like, a family of magical background, mm-hmm. of, like, this kind of New Agey fascination, which was very cool. Wildfires, really real, especially for people in California mm-hmm. right now. The aftershocks of earthquakes, and that came from a bunch of people from Alaska, and they just had a 4.5 earthquake up there right before PodCon.
Oh.
So they were like, anytime this building moves, we freak out. Sexual assault.
Yep.
Yeah. Constant disorder, which is an anxiety disorder.
Oh, I don't even know what that is. I'll have to look it up.
Yeah. This was Neon from Mizen Podcast, who we talked to for a long time, but they talked about they're sober, and they said that they wrote down, my next drink is the thing that really horrifies them.
Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, right? Female circumcision. People who assume I can't be an artist just because I'm blind, which, wow.
That's a beautiful one.
Yeah. Lack of job security, something very real for millennials right now. Mm-hmm. Immigration. This was the person who wrote down, like, just
not immigrants I'm horrified of, but the process.
Loss of hearing slash being unable to edit the podcasts I work on. That's a really big fear. The lack of knowledge about systemic oppression. Like,
good one.
Cis white gay men running LGBTQ events.
Preach.
Which also could have gone in, you have a grudge, but it's like, we should all have a grudge.
Yes.
Malaria, one of the biggest killers in the world. Alzheimer's and bioterrorism.
That's a good one to end on.
Yeah. So thank you guys so much for sharing those for real. We really appreciated you being real with us.
Yeah. And we have tried getting increasingly real on this podcast, and we've loved the sort of feedback from all of you guys who seem to enjoy kind of getting real for a minute.
Yeah.
It's something we can all do together because we're all best friends.
Yeah.
All right. Now we're going to get into I'm about to steal this.
Woo. We're going to do these very soon.
Oh, I remember talking to a person named Jordan about this, and he said, Black Wall Street in Oklahoma, 1921. We're not going to say anything about these because these are so interesting. We're like, oh my God, we have to cover this. Yeah, but thank you, Jordan, for
putting
that
on my
that.
List this minute.
It's very cool and awful, but you know, very interesting. Parasitic infection, gotta do that. The anti-vax movement, we have long talked about doing that. Prions, Google it or don't, we'll get to it. The many unqualified therapists there are. Oh, I said, this is the one that I said.
Oh, yeah.
Flesh-eating bacteria, internal parasitism, the Medici family. That was an interesting one. I think that would be good for you to do with
I would love to do the Medici family.
Locked-in syndrome. Ugh. That's a scary one as well. The death of Jane Mansfield, Freudian psychology today, cordyceps, and sci-fi racism.
Yeah, really cool ones.
So all really interesting ones. All right, now we're at existential, so we're going to just do a lightning round without any context.
Absolutely. here, I'll give you half and I'll take half.
All right. The potential overlap of the worst case scenario of climate change and the possibility of having a child.
The never faltering progression of time.
Living in a land where no one is allowed to fulfill their purpose.
The cold, dark nothing of space.
How can you know anything? We actually have an episode about that on Cartesian really skepticism.
And then someone wrote pretty much everything.
The concept of eternity.
Paying too much attention to reality.
Not moving forward.
Climate change and the heat death of the universe.
Not knowing how little I know.
Being forgotten.
The self.
Aging.
Somebody just drew the infinity sign.
Money.
One day, the expansion of space will overtake the light of distant stars and galaxies, and they will all black out.
Marriage.
The future of America.
The infinitus of the universe and the unknown.
Death.
A prolonged death.
Dying in my sleep.
And death of my dog.
The most horrifying one yet.
Literally the most horrifying I could imagine.
Okay, how many was that?
That was like, it's like literally almost 200, you guys. It was so wild. Thank you so much for writing all these down. But also, no thank you. Like,
yeah.
How dare you, but I love them.
Yeah, how dare you, but I love them. I honestly got emotional looking at all of them together on the board. We have pictures of it on Twitter. It is the background of my phone. I can't thank everyone enough for contributing, and I can't thank everyone listening enough for, you know, contributing the things that you contribute on Twitter, online, sending us emails, sending us messages, sharing the things that you've shared with us. We've been doing this for almost a year at this point, and I feel so lucky to be with all of you.
Me too.
So
So I'm thrilled.
So this week we hope you stay thrilled.
Stay thrilled.
Until Monday when we horrify you again.
Stay horrified. Ooh.
Hey, Horror Honeys. We hope you'll subscribe and leave us a review on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. And follow us on Twitter at I'm Horrified Pod. Your support means the world to us.
And if you're not enjoying the show, why are you still listening? Maybe you do like the show.
I'm Horrified is a Hemlock Creatives production, recorded and produced by us, Sam Bierstow and Allie Gavin, in Boston, Massachusetts. Our art is by Leah Brilliard and Allie Gavin. You can find us on Twitter at I'm Horrified Pod and at I'mHorrifiedPodcast.com. And you can tell us what horrifies you at I'mHorrifiedPodcast@gmail.com. If you'd like to support us directly on Patreon, you can get our podcast early and ad-free, as well as bonus episodes of our members-only mini-casts, I'm Thrilled! Check us out at patreon.com/I'mHorrified. And if you liked hanging out with us, tell your friends, share us on your socials, and leave us a review wherever you get your podcast. Thanks for stopping by, Horror Honeys.